Mending your nets. Have you ever just had too many fish in your nets? In terms of you've said way too many yeses and not enough noes. And that causes our nets to break, and we need to take time to mend our nets. And so today I want us to make a challenge in our lives to say, I'm going to let our yes be yes and our no be no. Have you ever had a song? Normally it's a bad song or the worst song you actually want to get stuck in your head, and it goes round and round and round. Well, I want to read you a scientific reason that Dr. Roy Baumeister actually says and explains this. He says, if you listen to a randomly chosen song and shut it off halfway through, the song is likely to run through your mind at odd intervals. If you stop it in the middle, however, the mind treats the song as its unfinished business. And that's why it goes on and round. But if you actually finish the song, the brain says, oh, it's done, and it writes it off. That very same principle applies to all the to-do lists that never get finished. Your brain goes round and round, and it actually stresses you out and breaks your nets. I want to read some scriptures, and it's so clear in the Amplified. In Matthew 5 verse 37, it says, let your yes be simply yes, and your no be simply no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. Quite a strong statement there. In Philippians 4 verse 67, it says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, define your requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You see, when we stop worrying, when we stop fretting about the things we have to do, it's like that song going on and on and on, and it's breaking our nets. Listen to James 5 verse 12. It says, but above all things, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be a simple yes, and your no be a simple no, so that you may not sin and fall under condemnation. That's saying when your yes is yes and your no is no, you're not going to miss the mark and feel condemned that you haven't done something that you shouldn't. That's condemnation. So today, in order to mend our nets, let's not let our unfinished business cause anxiety, cause that continual playing in our minds of things we have to do. Do what you need to do. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, and watch how it mends your net today. Always remember, you are highly favored